talking about love. Dangers of love. While love is associated with a lot of positive emotions, when it is abused, it can also be accompanied by a number of negative feelings as well. Some of the potential pitfalls of experiencing love include extremism. It is often associated with anxiety and mental illness. Being preoccupied with a particular activity or thinking intensely and persistently about something. One who is infatuated would experience this. They mistake strong emotional feelings for love. Covetousness, it is a type of excessive desire to possess or dominate. Greed, excessive desire to acquire or possess more. It is associated with false love, which is taking as opposed to giving in true love. He or she wants more and more so long as it is satisfactory to him or her without considering the well-being of the other. This, present in a relationship, makes it short-lived, for there is no love but exploitation. Unhappiness. Unhappiness is an emotional pain associated with, or characterized by, feelings of loss, despair, grief, helplessness, disappointment, and sorrow. An individual experiencing sadness may become quiet and withdraw from others. This is what false love or a broken relationship will bring. Worry. Worry or anxiety can cause nervous behaviors like being confused, sleeplessness, uneasiness and worry, and overreaction, intentionally or unintentionally exaggeration. It can also cause tension, restlessness, fatigue, and problems in concentration. Anxiety is closely related to fear, mostly fear of the unknown, or of future threats. A simple solution for people facing anxiety is to withdraw from situations that have provoked it. This is the case with many who practice false love or have been disappointed in a love relationship. Melancholy. A melancholic person would have little interest or pleasure in doing things, feeling downcast or hopeless, either sleeping too much or facing difficulties sleeping, feels tired, or has no energy. They develop a poor appetite, overeat, or have considerable weight changes. Face difficulties to concentrate, thinking, or making decisions. They feel bad about themselves that they are a failure or have a lot of guilt. They move or speak slowly, so that other people have noticed, or are so restless that they've been moving around a lot. They think they would be better off dead, or hurting themselves in some way. This is a horrible situation for someone who is heartbroken in love. The solution is not to hurt yourself but meet your spiritual director or your doctor and explain all that you are going through. Increased stress and depression. Stress is the body's method of reacting to a condition such as a threat, challenge, or physical and psychological barrier to one easy life. When force or emotional pressure is applied to the body causing strain, the one concerned is worried and develops poor body health. This is what a person who practices false love or has been disappointed in love would experience. Envy. Jealousy or envy is a feeling, or emotion, people get when they want what others have. This is a negative feeling. When someone is jealous of someone else, he or she usually dislikes the other person. He/she keeps suspecting the other person. This is usually the fruit of false love. In Romans 16 verses 17 to 18, God cautions us through Paul as he said, "I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught, avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery they deceive the hearts of the naive." Of all the above, there is still hope. There is no reason to harm or kill yourself, for God still loves you no matter how far you've gone from Him or how heartbroken you are. He is still there, standing and waiting to receive you when you turn back to Him. Remember the prodigal son, he practiced false love and found himself in a mess, but after taking a firm decision to repent, his father received him back to sonship with a big feast. So will it be to us when we find ourselves in a similar situation and decide to repent? God will receive us back to Himself and help us to live a new life. The perfect key is repentance. You may start by seeking spiritual counsel from a priest or a trusted Christian, an individual or a group that offers spiritual guidance.